Today in Boston, the Globe and the Herald newspapers carried similar headlines, warnings of possible terrorist attacks against that city this weekend. Federal and local officials in Boston say they do not believe the threats are credible, and they're urging residents to stay calm but cautious. NPR's Tobias Smith reports.
The rumors began circulating early this week in a city already on edge. Boston residents were stunned last week to learn that it was Logan Airport that allowed 9 hijackers to board the planes that would slam into the Twin Towers. Since then, there have been reports that Osama bin Laden has family ties to Boston and that several of his operatives with close ties to the hijackers had been living in Boston for years.
This is News Center 5.
A former Boston cab driver wanted for questioning by the FBI in the terrorism investigation has been arrested outside Chicago.
Since last Tuesday, Boston has been through hotel raids, bomb scares, building evacuations, and false alarms. Nerves were already frazzled when an email began making the rounds saying, quote, "A few drunk Arab men told a bartender that there would be a lot of bloodshed in Boston on the 22nd. The story spread quickly. Perhaps a testament to their unease, these Boston residents walking near a subway stop just outside the city asked that their names not be used.
I have plans to go into Boston for dinner tomorrow night, and I'm going to do it anyway, but...
No, we're way up high. Stay low.
Others going through their routines this afternoon spoke of a similar balancing act between fear and defiance. One man said he sent his daughter to school as usual, but with a cell phone. Another, Guillermo Nochishawis, an Argentinian musician, says he's not hiding at home, but he is being more careful.
I do have to take the subway today, but I'm not going to take it. I talked to my wife this morning, and we're supposed to pick up our daughter and take her on the subway back home, but she says she doesn't want to do it. She's too nervous about it. Especially this morning, she saw they were putting duct tape, you know, on all the garbage cans. And they were saying on the speakers, you know, don't leave any packages on the subway, so...
City officials say they've been on heightened security since last Tuesday and will remain so. Both Boston Mayor Tom Menino and Acting Governor Jane Swift say they spoke with U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, who expressed concerns about some activities in Boston. Neither would elaborate, but the governor tried to calm fears, saying there are still no specific credible threats.
I would encourage the families of the Commonwealth to do whatever it is tomorrow that they planned to do tomorrow yesterday. People have no more to worry about than they did the morning of September 11th.
But given how the 11th turned out, that may offer little reassurance. Paul DeAngenis is general manager and executive chef at the Bay Tower Room on the 33rd floor of a building in the financial district with a view of Logan Airport. He says reservations for tomorrow night are about half what they usually are.
I have a few friends in town that are chefs in around hotels and restaurants, and they're claiming 20, 30, 40% loss also.
One Bostonian this afternoon said after she heard the reports, she made plans to eat out, her way of sticking a thumb in the face of the terrorists. It's exactly what Bostonians and Americans need to do, according to this airline pilot who was traveling through Logan's international terminal. He also asked that his name not be used.
As long as everybody stays home and pulls their head in and is terrorized by this event and allows these slimy snakes to scare them out of their lives, everybody's going to suffer. We need to get back on the horse and get this economy going again, because if we don't, they win.
Boston police will hammer that theme through the weekend, but as one resident said, we have to take everything seriously because none of us really know what's safe. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.